lose their vision from diseases like macular degeneration and glaucoma, not at birth.
With macular degeneration.
This Entertainment Insider is sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
Grammy award-winning singer-songwriter Billie Eilish says it's so liberating to have found her own voice.
I can't express how gratifying and satisfying and fulfilling it has been to learn these things about my own voice that's in my body that I didn't even know.
You could save big when you bundle your auto, home, motorcycle, RV, or boat. Visit Progressive.com.
This is TV's Dr. Travis Stork for Eggland's Best. Whether it's breakfast, lunch, or dinner, make sure you're choosing wholesome ingredients like Eggland's Best eggs to plus up your nutrition. With more than 6 times the vitamin D and double the omega-3s and vitamin B12 compared to ordinary eggs, Eggland's Best supports a healthy lifestyle. Available in so many delicious varieties, classic, cage-free, organic, free-range, and pasture-raised. Eggland's Best. Better taste, better nutrition, better eggs. Visit egglandsbest.com to learn more.
Great music, familiar local voices, news, and information. It's all here. You found Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Nelson, Maiden Rock, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Workers at the U.S. Foreign Aid Agency have been told to stay home. Elon Musk says he's shutting the agency down to cut billions of dollars in government spending. President Trump.
It's something that he feels very strongly about, and I'm impressed because he's running, obviously, a big company. It has nothing to do if there's a conflict that we won't let him get near it.
Musk has been given access to the federal payment system, which includes personal information on hundreds of millions of Americans. The U.S. and Mexican presidents agree to put tariffs on each other's goods on hold for a month. Mexico agrees to send troops to the border to intercept more illegal drugs and migrants. While overseeing Super Bowl security in New Orleans, Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem.
We're going to do our very best to make sure that we're identifying homegrown terrorism as well. That's the one thing that overwhelmingly has happened in this country is we've seen a rise in events like this where the individual was actually an American citizen.
A roller coaster day on Wall Street. This is ABC News. A car bombing in northern Syria has left at least 19 people dead and more than a dozen others injured. Blast taking place next to a vehicle carrying mostly female agricultural workers. The bombing near the Turkish border, Syria's deadliest since the fall of the Assad regime in December. First court hearing in actress Blake Lively's sexual harassment case against Hollywood director Justin Baldoni, underway today in New York.
The legal battle between actors Blake Lively and Justin Baldoni heads to a New York court. Lively and husband Ryan Reynolds hope to get Baldoni's $400 million defamation lawsuit dismissed. Lively has accused Baldoni of sexual harassment while making the film It Ends With Us, which he denies. In his defense, Baldoni's legal team launching a website over the weekend, posting what they say are emails and text messages with Lively and Reynolds.
ABC's Dave Packer. New federal data suggests more than 1 million children may have been affected by long COVID in 2023. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
At Macy's, we're so ready for Valentine's Day. While it might feel like it's still a ways off, it's actually next Friday. Fortunately, that's just enough time for you to find the perfect gifts from our Valentine's Day gift guide. How about a hobo-style handbag from Coach? A three-piece gift set from Lancôme, Estée Lauder, or Clinique? A watch from Michael Kors? Or diamonds and more diamonds? Whatever your love loves, come into Macy's and find the perfect gift for your Valentine before next Friday sneaks up on you like Cupid with a little bow and arrow.
Okay, I have to tell you. I was just looking on eBay, where I go for all kinds of things I love, and there it was.
That hologram trading card. One of the rarest, the last one I needed for my set. Shiny like the
designer handbag of my dreams. One of a kind. eBay had it, and now everyone's asking, ooh, where'd you get your
windshield wipers? eBay has all the parts that fit my car. No more annoying. Just beautiful.
Whatever you love, find it on eBay. eBay. Things people love.
Guys, don't make the mistake of waiting until the last minute to order your Valentine that special gift from the Cottage of Durand. Your special sweetheart deserves flowers, candy bouquets, jewelry, or stuffed animals from the cottage. Order early and your gift will be delivered to your sweetheart on Valentine's Day. Not sure what to get? Missy and the staff can create a Valentine's gift she will truly enjoy. Don't get your someone special flowers from the gas station on Valentine's Day. Order that special gift from the cottage downtown Durand.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau.
overcast today and a bit gloomy, with high temperatures in the upper 20s. However, overnight tonight, we crash cold down to near zero. Waking up early tomorrow morning, we'll be battling a wind chill, where it'll really be feeling more like 10 below. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Currently, it's 28 degrees.
Now, this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. Another fatality on the ice of a Wisconsin lake. A 67-year-old man died at a hospital from symptoms of hypothermia after he and another man on a UTV went through the ice on Lake Winnebago Saturday. Amid increased gray wolf depredations, Congressman Tom Tiffany reintroducing legislation to remove the predators from the endangered species list.
We're seeing pets and livestock being devoured 3 years in a row.
A similar bill from the 7th District Republican passed the House last session, but not the U.S. Senate. Air Wisconsin permanently laying off 219 management employees and 294 union workers temporarily. The Appleton-based regional airlines agreement with American Airlines set to end April 3rd. Layoffs will occur at the Appleton and Milwaukee airports. Wisconsin Radio Network.
Get ready to save on supplies for your furry and feathered friends at Fleet Farm's Paws and Claws event. Get a free $15 gift card for every $75 you spend on Purina pet products. And stock up on Pine Tree Farms suet cakes, multiple flavors, $5 for $5. While you're at it, pick up 20 pounds of KT Basic Blend Bird Food, sale priced at $7.99. Stop in and get everything you need for all your pets, all at the best prices guaranteed at Fleet Farm.
There's no such thing as too much caring. That's why Gunderson Health System and Bellin Health have come together to form Amplify Health. The same doctors you trust, the same hospitals and clinics you count on, the same great care, all amplified by an even higher focus on empathy. Amplify Health is more than just a new name. It's a way to make personalized care more personal than ever. Amplify Health by Gunderson. A little empathy changes everything.
Good afternoon. It's 4:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News This Hour being brought to you by SFB, Security Financial Bank, Durand, River Falls, Eau Claire, Ladysmith, Bloomer, and Black River Falls. Numbers are us, your daily money managers, 3rd Avenue West, Durand, 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom, the Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, Durand, and Amplify Health by Gunderson Mondovi Clinic, affiliated with Tri-Community Hospital. One person is dead after a one-vehicle accident in the town of Lincoln Friday. According to the Trempealeau County Sheriff's Department, a vehicle driving on Shansburg Road left the roadway and then struck a power pole. The driver was not responsive and did not have a pulse and had to be extricated from the vehicle. He was pronounced dead at the hospital. The identity of the victim has not been released. One person was injured in a two-vehicle accident in Red Wing Friday. According to the Minnesota State Patrol, a vehicle traveling from Highway 19 onto Highway 61 northbound struck another vehicle traveling northbound on Highway 61. A passenger in the second vehicle was transported to Mayo Clinic Red Wing with non-life-threatening injuries. Wisconsin 7th District Congressman Tom Tiffany is again trying to remove gray wolves from the endangered species list. The 7th District Republican introduced the Pet and Livestock Protection Act, which is nearly identical to the Trust the Science Act from last session. That bipartisan bill passed the House last session, but not the U.S. Senate, where Tiffany's optimistic it can get through this time. Tiffany says it's important to pass the measure as wolf attacks have increased in the past several years. In 2024, the DNR recorded 84 cases of confirmed or probable wolf attacks, mostly on livestock, up from 69 in 2023 and 49 in 2022. 30 co-sponsors include Wisconsin Republicans Scott Fitzgerald, Glenn Grothman, Brian Stile, Derek Van Orden, and Tony Wide. A bullet was found Thursday at a Western Wisconsin school. Police in Toma say the bullet was spotted in a boy's bathroom at Toma Middle School. After school administrators contacted law enforcement about the find, activity at the school was put on hold as a search of the building by police located no firearm. After investigation of the incident determined there was no known threat to any student or faculty member, the school day continued with a modified schedule. Well, Punxsutawney Phil may have predicted six more weeks of winter, but Wisconsin's Jimmy the Groundhog says differently. Yesterday, it was declared that Jimmy is calling for an early spring. Revelers rejoiced. Local meteorologists give Jimmy a nod of approval during the celebration. Yesterday marked the 77th annual Groundhog Prognostication in Sun Prairie. You're listening to WRDN News.
Not everyone can fix their own car. Or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Pierce County Meats of Ellsworth is expanding its recall after some of its products were discovered to have undeclared allergens. The food in question may contain wheat or dairy, which wasn't disclosed on the packaging. Six new products were added to the recall list last Friday. The six additional products were sold exclusively at Big Acres Meats retail store in Prescott prior to January 24th. There are now a total of 22 products under that recall. Firefighters from Wabasha, Kellogg, and Lake City responded to a fire at Wabasha Dentistry on Friday. According to Wabasha Fire, crews responded to smoke coming out of the back of the building. The dental office sustained extensive damage from the fire, and a laundromat in the back of the building sustained smoke damage. No one was injured in the fire. The cause of that blaze is still under investigation. One person is dead after a crash in Chippewa County yesterday. The Wisconsin State Patrol responded to Highway 29 eastbound at Highway H near Stanley around 4 a.m. The driver of a vehicle hit the back of a Chippewa County Highway Department truck and was killed. The driver's only been identified as a 19-year-old male from Withee. Local agricultural producers are encouraged to attend the Chippewa Valley Agriculture Conference this month. The event will feature a keynote address and several breakout sessions on topics significant for agricultural operators in the area. Those include tax planning topics, dairy market updates, and calf nutrition. The conference will take place February 20th at Florian Gardens in Eau Claire from 9 to 3:30. Tickets are available at Eventbrite under the title 2025 Chippewa Valley Ag Conference. Authorities in Washington County are trying to identify a man found dead near Hastings. Police say the body was found near a bridge that crosses Vermilion River early yesterday. Investigators are working to determine if the man found is 72-year-old William Michael Eckholt, who was reported missing following a weekend fire in Denmark Township. Police say Eckholt was thought to be injured following the fire, which happened early Saturday morning. You're listening to WRDN News.
At 24-7 at West Wisconsin Telecom, we're building smart communities with fiber optic technology. For over 70 years, we've provided friendly, effective service to both residential and business customers. Keep your home secure with smart monitoring and enjoy seamless streaming with Select TV. 24-7 West Wisconsin Telecom can boost your business with reliable network solutions to keep your team connected and productive. Discover the power of dedicated local service. Experience the speed of fiber internet and visit WWT.net today.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owners agent serving the Durand area is Jerry Thompson Insurance, a division of ANSAE & Associates.
The Wisconsin dairy industry is helping to clear the roads this winter. Cheese brine is being used to melt snow and ice off the roads in Monroe. Greene County Highway Commissioner Chris Narveson says the liquid is made of up to 25% salt and is better for the environment. He says salt doesn't actually melt the snow. It's the brine that melts the snow. The county has already used over 75,000 gallons of cheese brine. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Time is up. The IRS is in full collection mode for 2024, issuing liens, levies, and garnishments to anyone who has a past tax debt or unfiled tax returns. Don't wait till it's too late. Your paycheck and bank accounts are at risk of being seized. Call now and stop the collection process today. If you're living check to check, no matter how much you're making, you still may qualify for the Fresh Start programs offered by the IRS to reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. It's just a 5-minute call to get your options, and it's free. If you owe back taxes, have years of unfiled tax returns, under audit, have a wage or bank levy, or finally just want to sleep better. Business or personal, call the experts at Republic Tax Relief while there's still time. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. And tough, this veteran-owned company has the fight you need to take on the IRS. Don't go at it alone. The call is free. Call their hotline number now, 800-298-6544. That's 800-298-6544. Find out if you qualify today. Call 800-298-6544 or go to republictaxrelief.com.
Elliot elevates clash competition. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today, brought to you by eBay. eBay, things people love.
Still getting around to that fix on your car? You got this. On eBay, you'll find millions of parts guaranteed to fit. Doesn't matter if it's a major engine repair or your first time swapping your windshield wipers. eBay has that part you need, ready to click perfectly into place. For changes big and small, loud or quiet, find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. But you already know that. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
On Thursdays, NASCAR Live goes wide open with some of the biggest names in the sport.
The goal is the same, so the mindset's the same, right? The goal is to win the championship.
And some familiar voices that you might not have heard from in a while.
You know, I thought about going to one of these teams because I'd really like to win the 500.
I never planned any of this to start with, right from the very beginning.
No matter what driver or what era is your favorite, NASCAR Live Wide Open has every corner of the fan base covered. Subscribe now wherever you listen to podcasts.
Chase Elliott dominated last night's cookout clash at Bowman Gray Stadium. Leading 171 of 200 laps from the pole, the 2020 NASCAR Cup Series champion made a statement, regardless of points, that the Hendrick Motorsports driver will be a force to be reckoned with this season.
I know it's not a points race, but I don't care. These things are so hard to win, whether it's a points race, not a points race. This garage has become so competitive, and these guys are so good at what they do. It's just very rewarding to cross the finish line first in whatever type of event it is when you're racing against those types of drivers.
I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
The Chiefs and Eagles start Super Bowl week with the annual Super Bowl Media Day this evening in New Orleans. I'm Bill Scott with Sports. Chiefs looking to three-peat. Quarterback Patrick Mahomes asked what stands out about three-peat champions Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant, and Derek Jeter.
I think more than anything is you see the competitors that they are, is that they're going to do whatever it takes to win. I mean, that's what you have to be in order to have success in professional sports, is a competitor, someone that's going to put in the work every single week, and watching them and listening to the things that when they talk about, that's helped shape my career on how I have to work. And obviously that's a long way, so I feel like still for me to go to be mentioned with those guys, but I'll try to do whatever I can to be close enough as I can be.
Bucks are coming off a 132-119 loss to Memphis at home last night. Things get more difficult tonight when they travel to Oklahoma City. The Thunder 38-9 on the season. Bucks are 26-21. Brewers avoid salary arbitration with catcher William Contreras reaching a $6 million deal for next season. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
This ice fishing season, make Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durand your first stop before you head out onto the ice. Ryan's has rods from St. Croix, jigs from Scandia, panfish plastics, and more. Find that perfect spot with the Garmin Striker Plus ice bundle with a built-in Garmin chip and sonar where you can create your own ice fishing maps. Plus, Ryan's has augers from Strike Master and K-Drill. Whether you're an expert or a beginner, get all of your ice fishing supplies at Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
I'm Rob Gerisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Fish. Perhaps you've noticed that it's an owl eruption year across the region this winter. That's when several species of owls from Canada make their way down into the northern United States. It doesn't happen every year, but there's a lot of interesting owls flying around this winter. More details when we return, but first...
Ice fishing is here, and it's time to hit the frozen water with the Onyx Fish app. Use the Fish app to find new places to fish and sort lakes by species, abundance, trophy, and keeper potentials. Onyx Fish also shows you hotspots, lake-by-lake regulations, and private and public land ownership information. For a limited time, download Onyx Fish for free in Minnesota and Wisconsin, or head to onyxmaps.com/fish to get more information on the app that's changing the game on ice.
Welcome back. Four species of owls typically make their way into the region during eruption years from Canada. They include the boreal owl, the hawk owl, the snowy owl, and the great gray. In his recent Backyard and Beyond column in Outdoor News, nature columnist Stan Tequila wrote about the great gray owl after photographing a couple of them in a northern forest. Though they're remarkably tall and have a vast wingspan, the great gray actually weighs less than a couple other species of North American owls, the snowy and the great horned. Great grays, which hunt small mammals such as mice and voles, have the largest facial disc of all the owls. What does that mean? Well, the facial disc is hundreds of specialized feathers on the bird's face that act like a parabolic dish and funnel sound to the bird's ears. It helps them pick up low-frequency sounds better than high-frequency sounds so they can locate prey under the snow. Watch for the distinctive and remarkable-looking great gray owl flying around North Country this winter. I'm Rob Gerisline, and this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Check out our website at outdoornews.com.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting rules for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Consult a doctor prior to use.
Looking to get doctor-prescribed medication like Ozempic or Wegovy? Zelte can help you get GLP-1 medications affordably, whether you have insurance and even if you don't. And 100% online. It's simple. Just text RESULT to 200-300 to get started. Zelte can help you get Ozempic, Wegovy, or Zepbound covered by your insurance company, so you pay as little as $0 for the medication if prescribed. No insurance? No problem. Zelte can ship semaglutide or tirzepatide, the active ingredients in Ozempic and Zepbound, for as little as $151 a month versus $1,000 plus for name brand medications. Either way, it's high quality medical care, weight loss coaching, and access to game changing medications. All 100% online with Zelte and affordable with or without insurance. So don't wait. Text RESULT to 200-300 to get started today on your weight loss journey with Zelte. Text now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text RESULT to 200-300. That's RESULT to 200-300. Text RESULT to 200-300.
Cloudy throughout the day today in our real country. 1430 forecast, 90% chance of snow, could see up to 2 inches. Highs upper 20s, northeast winds at 5 to 10. Tonight, decreasing clouds, lows near 5. Tomorrow, cloudy, highs near 16. Be listening for Durand, Arkansas Boys High School Basketball. The Panthers are at Baldwin Woodville tonight. The Advent Health Panther preview is at 7. Tip off at 7:15 on Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the channel Final Bell here on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. A lot of information, a plethora of information and headlines coming in over the weekend that gave the market kind of a chance to look at it. And then, of course, it reacted when the numbers opened today. We did see some lower numbers in the overnight. Turned itself around, at least from a grain perspective. We'll finish with some green on the screen, but it took it in the shorts when we look at the livestock side of the trade action, except for the February lean hogs. Let's get a breakdown as what we see. We are going to start out on the livestock side as Kyle Bumstead joins us today. And Kyle, look, let's kind of start out with this. All this information, it was really in many ways an information overload that came over the weekend.
Yeah, it kind of was, Susan. First of all, thanks for having me back. But information overload, yeah, we started out Friday with trade. We knew the tariffs were going to go into place here as far as Canada and Mexico. And then they come out mid-session, said, no, we're pushing that back a month. And then the White House come back and said, no, it's going on February 1st, not today. The rumor is, and the stories have said that some of these tariffs with Mexico are going to be rolled back another month. So we've got that to potentially deal with here as far as the roller coaster in all of our markets. Now, especially on the feeder cattle side of things here, we did get confirmation that the border is going to be opened up. Now, not all those cattle are going to come across at once, but regardless, the border is getting opened back up here. And we did see some commercial sell pressure here today on a Monday to get started. And I think we saw also some non-commercial liquidation. Now, I say that tongue in cheek because we've seen several times where we've had a big move, not near this big, not a $5 down move, not a $5 plus dollar down move here in this feeder cattle market. And we've seen open interest go up, and we've seen open interest on this whole rally, whether the market was up or down. We have seen open interest keep continue climbing higher, which means that funds kept getting in there. Now, tomorrow morning on Tuesday is going to be very interesting to see what happened here as far as the open interest goes. If we see a lot of open interest leaving the complex, then that's probably the first warning sign that the funds are pulling out some of their money. And that'd go the same for the live cattle complex as well. Now, today's index here on Monday looks like it's going to be down a little over a dollar here, maybe $1.10 here once the Merck finally updates it. But that has to do, I think, with some of those southern cattle going direct to the feed yards. There has been a little bit of some of those cattle down there aren't bringing near as much when they go direct. And I think when you really look at this feeder board, the feeder board is kind of on a line compared to where these deferred live cattle contracts are. So I think in order to keep this thing healthy, we do need to see a pullback, but we got to see that crush get back in line here. As far as those deferred live cattle, either need to stop going down, they need to rally, or these feeders need to come down quite a bit more here. But talking around the country today, the feeders are still pretty high in the country, especially up north here. So it remains to be seen here that we've seen this cash market falling out of bed. Hasn't quite happened just yet, Susan.
Well, you know, when you look at this, and we talked before we went on the air about the fact that it feels like it needs a bit of a lifeline in the trade today, but we know very well that things can literally change, you know, with a snap of the finger, and what's red today could be back to green again tomorrow.
Oh, for sure. And it wouldn't surprise me at all if we saw a $3 rally in feeder cattle on Tuesday, just because we're down over five here on a Monday. It just, some of those things just happened. Now, we did open lower here. We didn't take out Friday's close here right on the open, but we did eventually go up. We did trade higher for quite a bit here this morning. We ran up here as far as these April feeders. I'm watching April now because that's going to become lead contract here towards the middle of next week. I'm getting kind of zoned in on that. The March feeders, they're tied to the cash index, and they're running about $11 behind the cash index right now. And the April feeders are running about $12 behind the cash index right now. So it's going to be interesting to see where those two come together. Does the index come down or do the futures come up here? And March has got 60 days to figure that out. But we're going to see some movement here start towards the end of the week when the funds get out of those March feeder positions and they start moving those out to the April contracts. So we do need to keep our eyes on that as far as the movement here. A lot of the movement we saw here on Friday, when you look at the open interest, did take it out of the March contract. We did see some liquidation there in the March and some of the front month contracts here out of all the March contracts, whether it's grains or livestock. We have started to see maybe some of these smaller funds maybe start to roll out of their positions right now. And I think that's going to have an effect on us here as we move later into the week and the first part of next week as well.
So you talk about that cash market and the trade action that's happening. I was doing some reading over the weekend and some said the South was playing catch up. And that is why we saw the big jump like we did, while the North kind of just held steady on the trade. What is your thought? Are they that far behind quality? I know there's some grade quality concerns going on. What are you thinking?
We can talk grade quality till we're blue in the face, but I think that some of the southern yards here, they're kind of short on cattle down there, and they had been hauling cattle from the north down to the south to get processed or get slaughtered or whatever. So I think maybe they've gotten a little bit caught up. I don't want to necessarily say that they have, but there is that slight possibility. Now, I haven't heard near as many cattle going south out of this past week as it was the weeks prior. So as far as cash goes this week, I think that most of the yards down in Texas are going to be asking 210 or better. And I think in Nebraska here, it might be steady money at best, the way it's kind of sounding so far this week. But again, it's Monday, and we usually typically don't see anything trade until about Wednesday, Thursday. So we do need to keep our eyes on that. But I think steady money here in the north is kind of what's getting passed around right now.
So what other factors? I mean, you look at them. We don't talk a lot about hogs, but we did see the April contract goal limit down on the day. Are they just reacting to everything else that's happening from a livestock perspective?
Potentially, but you're seeing some non-commercial liquidation there too. You got to remember the funds are holding the big long in the hog complex, and if they want to start taking some profit, they can take profit whenever they want to. But we did see the April lose ground here to the May, the April lost ground here to the July, the April. April is pretty much the weak link to everything, so it looks to me like there's some non-commercial liquidation there. There was a little bit of commercial sell pressure out there in some of those deferreds. When you look at that October versus DSAT, lost about 60 cents. You look at the April versus the August here. The April versus July, a lot of those saw some commercial sell pressure as well too. I don't ever really do anything with May hogs, so that's why I don't really read the spread between April and May, because it doesn't really mean anything. May hogs are just kind of like September feeders. Are really not necessarily needed, but they're just there to fill in a month.
All right. Well, stick around, folks. We come back. We're going to talk more about some of these headlines over the weekend, how it affected what we saw in the grain complex for today. It is the Channel Final Bell right here on the Rural Radio Network.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.
Welcome back once again to the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. Our conversation does continue with Kyle Bumstead. And, you know, Kyle, you kind of alluded to it on the front half. And, you know, we did get a plethora of information that came in. And it was after Friday's trade of the on again, off again, back on again. You see those headlines, and from a grain perspective, looking at the biggest picture with the trade that we do between Canada and with Mexico, what concerns is there brewing right now from a grain perspective?
Well, from a grain perspective, I think that a lot of folks are worried about our export picture to Mexico right now. As far as the corn goes, Mexico is the number one importer of U.S. corn and U.S. Pork. So, you know, you could say the pork market was maybe affected by that today, but you really can't really say that because the grain market, the corn market was higher today too. So, you know, looking at it, it looked to me like maybe a little bit of a setback here last night on all this tariff talk and things like that. We actually gapped lower in corn, filled the gap and closed higher today. So technically that does not look bad on the chart. That looks pretty firm on the chart. So the funds did step in here and defend their position. That looks good for now. But, you know, they are also holding a large position here as far as the corn market goes, as far as lengthwise. So we do need to keep our eyes on that. Soybeans looked to me like there's a little bit of commercial buying going on there as well, with the March gaining on the May gaining on the July, and July gaining on the note. So we do need to keep our eyes on that. If those spreads stay firm, then there's somebody still in the market here trying to buy soybeans. And I know all the talk has been over China as well, too, getting a tariff, but not near as big a tariff as some of the other countries. But still, it is something that we do need to keep our eyes on there. I mean, with all this risk tied to tariff, it, you know, they said it spurred short covering in the grains, maybe. But it looked to me like there's a little bit of commercial business being done here. So we do need to keep our eyes on those spreads. Now, the last couple of weeks here, they've been building a little bit of carry into the corn market here. March has been losing ground to May. May's been losing ground to July ever so slightly. But even on further out, a lot of folks are concerned here about what's going to happen here at this crop that's going to go in the ground. They're telling me how dry it is. And I get it. It's dry out there. It's dry here in central Nebraska. It's dry all over. We haven't had the snow. We haven't had the moisture that we should have here as far as putting the crop in the ground. But it's the 3rd of February, and we can still get a lot of rain here in April. You know, Easter's late this year, and so spring might be a little bit later as well. But I can't sit here in February and listen how dry it is when we don't harvest until October, and we've got a lot of weather in between there that could potentially happen. So looking at that Dec 25 March 26 spread, they're building some carry out there today too. So it looks to me like some of the long-term commercials could be somewhat comfortable with the size of production or the size of acreage we're going to have planted here. And it looks to me like there's going to be a lot more corn planted this year. When you look at that Dec 25 corn versus No 25 soybean rate, it's been sitting between 2.2 and 2.4 all winter since last September, and anything over 2.4 favors soybeans, but it's been under that 2.4 for quite a few months here. So it does tell us right there that we're going to have a lot of corn planted here in the States this spring. So also here kicking off today on the 3rd of February, we start the price discovery here for crop insurance. Conspiracy theory, wear your aluminum tinfoil hat, whatever. they're just going to take the running average of these corn, and that's what it's going to come up with as far as a guaranteed revenue price or whatever for crop insurance. So we've got that to deal with here all month as well.
Did it come as a surprise as you look at the way that we saw the overnight trade and the negative we had and how quickly this market turned around to look at the green today?
No, because I was here for the first administration. I was here for his first administration in the White House, so it doesn't surprise me at all. There's times that people would want to sell beans at 2 o'clock in the morning, and then by 1 o'clock the next afternoon, they're underwater by 50 cents. Been there, done that a few times. So I say trade with caution if you're wanting to do something on the overnight markets and things like that, based off a headline or based off something that comes out after the close. Maybe just shut the markets off and see what happens the next day when some of this stuff kind of cools itself off and some of these rumors and headlines work themselves through a little bit. Because, I mean, let's face it, if you sold May corn here today at 485, now you're sitting at 499 and three quarters. Well, you're almost 15 cents underwater on it, which, you know, if it was a spec move, you know, that's underwater. If it's a hedge, it might be a little bit different deal for you, but it does say that it does tell me that these markets are on shaky ground both ways.
So what do you expect the basis to be like right now in the countryside?
Basis has been widening out and getting worse here the last couple of weeks. There's a lot of corn coming to town here, and there's going to be a lot of corn coming to town here yet in the next couple of weeks. There's a lot of money that's going to change hands here. There's going to be billions of dollars change hands here come the 1st of March. So you look at that 1st of March, it kind of falls here on a Tuesday this year. So there's going to be a lot of rent checks thrown in the mail there on the 30th and 31st, and there's going to be a lot of rent checks go to the bank here on about the 2nd and 3rd. So all that corn and the corn beans that got to come to town here, that's going to get used to pay cash rent. You got farm payments due the 1st of March. You also got fertilizer and stuff like that's getting start to put on. Some of the co-ops are starting to build that out and things like that. So we've got that to deal with. And then also, not only that, but we're still watching interest rates here. Interest rates have come down some, but they really haven't come down that much here at the bank. There's a lot of them that maybe dropped a point at the bank.
So Kyle, what's the best way for folks to get a hold of you?
You can call me here at the office here outside of Erickson at 308-708-7340.
All right. That's been today's Channel Final Bell. Channel Final Bell brought to you by Channel Seed and your local Channel Seed professional on the Rural Radio Network.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care, plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions, feeding the future together. In November of 2018, the voters of California passed Proposition 12, changing the face of the pork industry. Since then, the law has been in and out of court several times, and now it might be headed back to the Supreme Court. I'll have more when we return. On a recent Agronomy for Your Acres, I spoke with Jordan Howe, Nutrien Ag Solutions Financial Area Manager, about the financing programs available from Nutrien.
That's where we really use our relationships with our strategic suppliers, whether that be the chemical manufacturers or the seed manufacturers. We partner with them to be able to put together a program to be able to offer financing for their products and some of our products as well that will give them competitive low interest rate programs with due dates that are around harvest or following harvest so that they can have a little more flexibility during the season to make the best decisions for those acres. We know the name of the game is productivity, so if we can give a little flexibility in those purchases to alleviate some of those cash flow constraints during the season, that's what we're striving for.
Nutrien Ag Solutions offers financing options at every retail location across the country. For a full list of retailers, visit NutrienAgSolutions.com. Well, folks, you heard me right. We're not done with Proposition 12 quite yet. Last year, the U.S. Supreme Court upheld California's Proposition 12 in a case brought by the National Pork Producers Council and the American Farm Bureau Federation. That ruling meant that any pork sold in California, no matter where it was raised, had to comply with the state's animal housing standards, which some in the pork industry say are too restrictive. Under Prop 12, which was approved back in 2018, these requirements mandate that each breeding pig must be provided with at least 24 square feet of usable floor space. Additionally, the enclosures must allow the pigs to stand up, lie down, fully extend their limbs, and turn around freely without impediments. When the Supreme Court ruled against the pork producers, the plaintiffs argued that the law violated the Dormant Commerce Clause by creating an undue burden on interstate commerce. The court, in a 5-4 decision, disagreed, ruling that Prop 12 did not restrict trade or regulate commerce beyond California's borders. But this latest challenge takes a different approach. This time, the Iowa Pork Producers Association, backed by attorneys general from 23 states, isn't arguing that Prop 12 creates a burden. Rather, they're claiming it discriminates against out-of-state pork producers. The previous lawsuit asked the court to overturn the law based on economic impact. This one zeroes in on whether California is effectively imposing its policies on the rest of the country in a way that directly disadvantages other states. In legal terms, that's a critical distinction. While the Supreme Court has been reluctant in the past to strike down state laws under the Dormant Commerce Clause, it has shown a greater willingness to intervene when the laws are seen as explicitly favoring in-state interests over out-of-state competitors. For now, the big question that remains is whether or not the Supreme Court will pick up the case. I'll have more when we come back.
Services as unique as the life lived. That's the goal of the Chent Fitzsmith Funeral Home of Mondovi. Chent Fitzsmith has provided meaningful ceremonies to honor the lives of loved ones, from the simplest memorials to elaborate celebrations. Chent Fitzsmith offers services like personalized theme-based printing of cards, folders, and more. And using your family photos, they can make a cinematic video that can become a keepsake for family and friends. And they do so much more. Call or visit them today in Mondovi, Chent Fitzsmith Funeral Home, for services as unique as the life lived.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, the timeshare cancellation guy and founder of Wesley Financial Group. And I want to set the record straight. I am not an attorney. I've never wanted to be an attorney. And the truth is, I really don't even like attorneys. If I sound like an attorney or if I look like an attorney, I apologize. But what I've learned in my 15 years in the timeshare cancellation business is you don't need to be an attorney to get folks out of their timeshare. At Wesley, we've helped over 40,000 families cancel their timeshare without me being an attorney. And I want to share with you how we do it. Just give my office a call, and you will not talk to an attorney. And I guarantee if we take you as a client, we'll get you out of your timeshare, or you'll pay nothing.
Call now for your free information kit. 800-714-9090. 800-714-9090. 800-714-9090.
The states backing this new challenge include some of America's largest pork-producing states, and they argue that Proposition 12 unfairly forces pork producers nationwide to change their operations just to access the California market. We'll expect to know whether or not the Supreme Court will hear the case by early March of this year. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Nutrien Ag Solutions. Feeding the future together. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
NTEC is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTEC grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
You want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durand Smokehouse has custom cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durand Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs too. Visit Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy sky this evening, some clearing overnight, much colder. A low close to zero, wind chills to 15 below, breezy at times. Mostly cloudy for tomorrow, a high in the mid-teens. Snow developing for Wednesday. Even some freezing rain mixed at times, highs in the upper 20s. Bathroom remodels, only $99 a month at BCI Bath and Shower. 800-329-4115. It's 28 degrees right now.
Real Country.
Real Country.
1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
This girl.
ask me why I still pick this guitar. See, living that life on the road won't get you very far. I say, man, you should have been down in Tupelo, seen what was in the front row. There was this girl, beer in her hand, shooting me a play. So much pain. Took 6 months on a farm before I saved up all my drinking buddies. Still out on the town, wondering why I ever settled down. But there was this girl holding my hand, shoot me a star to lie together, grin. She's pulling me in.
Wabasha Kellogg Falcons. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
I don't know why I act the way I do. Like I ain't got a single thing to lose. Sometimes I'm my own worst enemy. I guess that's just the cowboy in me. I got a life that most would love to have, but sometimes I still wake up fighting me. And where this road I'm heading down my lead, I guess that's just the cowboy in me. The urge to run, the restlessness, the heart of stone I sometimes get. The things I've done for foolish pride, the me that's never satisfied. The face that's in the mirror when I don't like what I see, I guess that's just the cowboy in me. The urge to run, the restlessness, the heart of stone I sometimes get. The things I've done for foolish pride, the me that's never satisfied. The face that's in the mirror when I don't like what I see, I guess that's just the cowboy in me. Girl, I know there's times you must have thought there ain't a line you've drawn I haven't crossed. But you set your mind to see this love on through. I guess that's just the cowboy in you. We ride and never worry about the fall. I guess that's just the cowboy in us all.
may sound absurd, but simple little things are the miracle cure. Push to the limit or standing at the brink, all she's gotta do is just give me that way. And slam bam, I'm feeling alright. Troubles take a hike in the blink of an eye. No need to psychoanalyze or have a stiff drink, all she's gotta do is just give me that way. And slam bam, I'm feeling alright. Troubles take a hike in the blink of an eye.
Get the latest outdoor news with the WRDN Outdoor Report weekdays 820 and 420 on 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Girl, you know I've known you forever. How many nights have we hung out together? Same little crowd, little bar, little town, round this old dance floor. My boys are laughing, tap me on the shoulder, making a motion like a jaw getting any closer. They wanna know what's up, why I'm still holding you, even when the song is over. There's a rumor going round about me and you, stirring up our little town the last week or two. So tell me why we even trying to deny this feeling. I feel it, don't you feel it too? There's a rumor going round and round and round. What you say we make it true? We make it true. I could shut them down, tell them all the crazy. I can do whatever you want me to do, baby. Or you could lay one on me right now. We could really give them something to talk about. There's a rumor going round about me and you, stirring up our little town the last week or two. So tell me why we trying to deny this feeling. I feel it, don't you feel it too? There's a rumor going round and round and round. What you say we make it true, baby? Should we keep them talking, girl, or should we just make them stop? And there's a rumor going round about me and you, stirring up a little town
the last week
or two. Oh, tell me why we even trying to deny this feeling. I feel it and you feel it too. There's a rumor going round and round and round. What you say we make it, make it true? What you say we make it true?
Someday I'd say goodbye to you. 'Cause one right can still make two wrong. Not for you.